We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank, your partner in possible. Coming up, the latest episode of the KCSN Draft Show.
The Kansas City Chiefs are on the clock for their last pick, number 250 in the seventh round. What's up, everybody? Ken Swanson, Craig Stout, Matthew Lane here for the last pick, we believe, of the 2023 NFL Draft for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's been a very fun draft so far.
Yep.
We're having a lot of fun. We've been having a lot of fun here in day three. I mean, is there any specific position that you'd like to see the Chiefs take, or is it just...
See them take Rakeem Jarrett or Sean Tucker or Hunter Lipke?
I mean,
Hunter Lipke would be fine.
They don't have a fullback. They actively don't have a fullback
now,
on the roster.
You don't need to draft a fullback, to be clear. But you can. You can. I like Hunter Lipke. I think that makes some sense. In the backfield somewhere, would be nice. I think if they address the backfield in a way that, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a very complete draft. And not something that I maybe thought was going to happen in this draft class. Trying to find the pockets and trying to find the value, which I still believe they did.
Yeah.
It might still end up rounding out a very complete draft of the Chiefs.
Mora Ojomo went right before the Chiefs.
Good pick.
One of Tucker D. Franklin's favorites.
And just another Texas interior defensive lineman. But you were talking about pockets, and his teammate Keandre Coburn went before him to the Chiefs, and that's a pocket they attacked where, you know, Keandre Coburn's probably a two-down player for the Chiefs. Getting a two-down contributor like that, though?
Yeah.
That late in the draft?
That's late. A guy that's probably going to play pretty quick, too. And now you've got that opportunity here. This is last pick of the draft of the Kansas City Chiefs last year was Na'Zi Johnson. I mean, people are probably going to look back on that pick and be like, well, you know, let's see what he did. He was on the active roster for most of the year as a special teamer. They used one of their 53-man roster slots for their late seventh round pick. And he was a
Toro.
Didn't see that.
You know, some guys are still there, maybe in the secondaries. I mean, figuring out Na'Zi Johnson, you still have Brandon Joseph, our safety we talked about a couple picks ago.
I would like him.
Don't know if they need him, but it's a great spot.
There's a couple top 30 visits.
Let's
hear those.
We'll see what happens.
I was just going to say the Oregon State corners are both still there, too, and I think Rashawn Wright and Alex Austin can both play.
Yeah.
Hakeem Jarrett, man, this...
Yeah.
Oh, wait. The top 30 visits.
Couple top 30 visits. Jeremy Banks, the linebacker out of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Ronnie Bell, I don't know if he was a top 30 visit, but he's a local prospect. I believe he was a top 30. I don't know for sure, but the wide receiver, slot receiver out of Michigan is another guy that has been a top 30 visit for the Chiefs that are still available on the board. The draft's almost over. 250 is supposed to be the final pick for the Chiefs. I would anticipate that is going to be the case. They have traded in the past. To get back in. They did that for Bo Pete Keys a few years back just to grab another player that they wanted to make sure that they secured.
The fact that they acquired a future pick earlier in the draft here, I don't think that they're really targeting the end of this draft year, especially picking 250. Like, that Bo Pete Keys trade, if I remember right, they didn't take it all in the seventh round and traded back in. Like, they were
their draft was done. Their draft was done in the sixth round, and they said, "Screw it, let's go take a sixth round pick in next year's draft, trade back into the seventh round, and make sure that we get this guy because we don't like how the conversations are going with the undrafted free agent.
Right. You're right.
Outlook for
and
that.
It could be the case for this one as well. I mean, it really could be the case for this. We'll have to see here. But the pick is in for the Kansas City Chiefs, the last one that they are scheduled to pick.
I believe some people have said that James Draws might be making the pick for the Chiefs. So that would be really cool if that is the case.
Cool.
Thanks, everybody, that's hanging out.
Pick one.
Yeah. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. Again, over 1,000 of you hanging out with us on day 3 of the NFL draft. We've had a lot of fun. We've raised nearly $10,000 for the Terrez Paylor Scholarship. Thank you all so much.
Crazy.
For that support. We really, really appreciate that. If you want to continue to support and donate all the Super Chat money.
It's coming out.
Today goes towards that as well. So the final pick is coming in as we await it. There's so many good players that we like that we'd be interested in getting. I'll be happy with whatever decision.
I mean, honestly, I'm already good with the draft. I'm good with where they've stood on this. This is just kind of a cherry on top.
Yeah. Look, seventh round picks have mattered in the NFL
They mattered for the Chiefs.
And they matter for the Chiefs in recent memory. Isaiah Pacheco. Mm-hmm. Ever heard of him? Let's see this, if there's another.
What's the poll here?
We got.
The pick is in.
Nick Jones, the quarterback out of Ball State. So they did go to the secondary position here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's another swing and a deep cornerback class.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, Nick Jones was close to getting a write-up for us in the KCSN draft.
I believe he was just on the outskirts of the cornerback position sneaking into write-up range going out of Ball State. And I think actually it was a little bit of athletic testing that just bumped him out of it a little bit.
Yeah, not going to be a guy that's going to be confused for like a tier one CBAT sort of guy. Ran a 4.5 40, 34.5-inch vertical jump. Broad was okay. It was 10.5. 20-yard was actually 4.34. Not terrible in that regard. But, 6 foot, long arms, 32.375-inch arms, 189 pounds. He's got long arms physicality there. This is going to be a preferential thing. I think you're going to be looking at a guy like this and saying, hey, this guy just fits some of the traits that Steve Spagnuolo of a guy there, not taking a gamble on athleticism, maybe like they did with some of the earlier picks. This is just a guy that makes sense for what Spags likes to do.
The Chiefs went all defense on day 3.
They did.
Yes, they did. Nick Jones was a Shrine Bowl participant, if I remember correctly. So the Chiefs have leaned heavily into the Shrine Bowl players as well. Excuse me.
Yeah, no, that is the route they have gone here on day 3. It's just, they've gone back to the Shrine Bowl spot. They had a lot of success with that last year with obviously the Isaiah Pacheco pick, and they're going back there now. So we're going to be interested to see. I wonder if this is another special teams pick, too.
It is. He's actually blocked a kick, and he blocked a punt at Ball State. And so he got a lot, got plenty of snaps as a special teamer. So, makes a ton of sense here. You see him actually returning a kick here on these highlights. So, might be a more special teams focus, but the physical profile actually fits. And I think the other thing, we saw him a little bit at the Shrine game. The other thing that we know about him, he's got quick feet. He actually has pretty quick feet. Not just like, you're a big dude, you're going to be plotty, you're going to be slow. There's a couple of truths there, even if the athletic testing overall isn't like an elite level.
I'll
just say he's a corner. He's got pretty long arms. If I remember correctly, the position. Long arms. Yeah. He does a good job getting his hands on receivers and just kind of keeping them there. And then he's had some ability to play inside and outside of the slot.
Yeah.
There's definitely a route that he develops and becomes a player that can fill in as a depth player or a cornerback for a team. Feeling pretty good as a special teams move. It's a guy that comes out there. He's willing to give it his all. He's always able to or willing to earn a spot and do stuff like that. He needs to keep adding weight. He's pretty skinny for his size. So, add some weight. But I think he's kind of another special teams pick here.
10-inch hands.
Actually, it's a big, huge hands. It shows up. He's a little bit of a ball back. Has some production at the catch board.
Yeah. So. 32.375-inch arms. 10-inch hands. And I think this, if you're looking at roster construction and his path to success, Nazi Johnson,
Yeah, might be. I mean,
they might be competing a little bit here for that special teams role.
Taking some swings on some special teams role to try and get them to also fit within this defense. I do think that he fits a little bit more inside the structure of Steve Spagnuolo's defense, maybe than Nazi Johnson does. Not that Nazi Johnson doesn't, but just again, the tackling ability,
yeah,
and a little bit of ability to play at the catch point. I mean, those are all things that Steve Spagnuolo prioritizes.
No, absolutely, and I think that's why this pick is going to make sense. I mean, we're talking about a day three pick here, right?
Sure.
It's so much of this stuff is about.
Yeah.
This is so much about who impressed a specific scout or a positional coach and what kind of very specific role they can fit. Because he didn't cross any of our lists, and we're talking about guys we'd like to see them take, and that's fine, right? That's absolutely fine because this is a player that somebody inside the room is pounding the table for, saying, "No, this is the guy that we can't risk going into, you know, the undrafted free agent pool and having to debate with them." Whereas Rakeem Jarrett, Sean Tucker still available right now. Maybe you can still sign them, right?
Yeah.
Maybe those guys are still signable. Nick Jones is someone they just wanted to make sure they got. So, and from that aspect, somebody somewhere has a plan on how to use them.
14 passes defensed in 2022.
Yes.
For Nick Jones. That's a nice stat for him.
It is.
Good on
the ball production.
And, I don't think it's a bad philosophy to try to invest in high-value positions late in the draft, too. Like, just take the high positional value spots. Cornerback, the Chiefs have had some success going to the well at the cornerback position in recent memory this late in the draft.
Yeah.
I mean, literally last year. So keep doing that. Just take your swings on some of these spots because you never know. You'll land a Jalen Watson from time to time.
For sure. For sure. I mean, this is it's a good pick. I do like this one. Really paid attention to the Shrine kit. The Chiefs did. Came out,
yeah.
put a big focus on the Shrine. So that's really cool. You know, we obviously didn't get to talk specifically.
We got
Nick Jones while we were down there, unfortunately, or you'd be all watching the interview there.
He'd be watching it.
Yeah.
We would have been watching it immediately.
Yes. But, I mean, a player that certainly, when we were down there, wide receivers had a little bit of trouble at times with some of these corners, and he's one of them that actually stood out a little bit, but not one of those guys that I was looking at and saying, okay, that guy's clearly better than a Joshua Williams, a Jalen Watson, and a thing like that, but add it to the room. Figure out what happened.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what it is. You're adding a guy, a young guy, to a room that has some pretty good depth, and you're kind of hoping in year one, maybe he proves to be so good on special teams that you can't keep him off your 53-man roster like Nazi Johnson was last year. Not, you slide into the practice squad, you have some more youth and stuff coming in to back up and be depth in the future in the secondary.
Blocking kicks is difficult to do.
That's true.
And the fact that he's been able to do that in multiple facets of special teams multiple times matters. I mean, that's it. Dave Joe could go pound the tape with it.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network.
In City, the NFL Draft is here. It is Draft Week in Kansas City, and what a time it is for our city. Just winning a Super Bowl thanks to Andy Reid and company, and now hosting the NFL Draft. It's an incredible time to be in Kansas City and to be a Kansas City sports fan, and regardless of who you root for, there's only one selection that every football fan can share, and that's an ice-cold Miller Lite. Look, the players change, the coaches change, the rules change, but Miller Lite is still the perfect beer for draft time, game time, and everything in between. When I want a beer with some flavor, you know I go to the cooler and I reach for a Miller Lite. It's light on calories, not light on taste. It's a perfect beer for watching football, watching soccer, watching any Kansas City sports, and hanging out with the boys. It's my go-to. So kickoff comes around again. Enjoy the beer that tastes like the season, Miller Lite. Great taste, 96 calories. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/PCSN, or you can pick up some Miller Lite pretty much anywhere they sell beer. It's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories and 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
Nick Jones is the newest member of the Kansas City Chiefs in the final selection in the 2023 NFL Draft for the team that won the Super Bowl and is hosting the draft in their beautiful city that deserves all the shine. Boy, this city impressed, man. It's been so cool to see. Yeah. So cool to see the city just absolutely thrive, and it's been a lot of fun to watch that today. We just got done talking about Nick Jones. I think it's worth talking about some of the undrafted free agent targets that, you know, you might want to look at. Like, Ronnie Bell would have been one for me before he got picked by the San Francisco 49ers. The draft's winding down here, obviously. Jalen Graham just went off the board to the, you know, San Francisco 49ers. But I still think there are plenty of interesting prospects to take a look at as in the undrafted free agent market. One, to start off the top, I'll give you guys Starling Thomas. The defensive back out of UAB. I think he was one of the stars of the slot cornerbacks at the East West Shrine Bowl.
Yeah, no, he was, and I loved the competitiveness and how physical and just the trash talk and just the way he played, the way he carried himself. He's probably limited to just being in the slot for the next level, but the way he carried himself was a lot of fun. We actually just got a question on what draft prospect we're supposed to hit up to start the free agency campaign on Twitter right now. Here's my nominee, Sean Tucker, running back from Syracuse. And we've been talking about him. There's some medical concerns, but you want to talk about a guy? I mean, look at the Chiefs running back room right now, right? There's snaps to be had. There is somebody that can come in here and eat snaps. So we did this with Marquand McCall last year. We tried to, you know, get him to the Chiefs via just a social media campaign. If you guys are chomping at the bit to do that again, let's go with Sean Tucker. He feels like he's healthy enough. He hosted his own pro day. It sounds like, yes, there's medical concerns, but if he's going to get a shot with the NFL team, might as well be the Kansas City Chiefs, because there's a place for him there, and I think he'd actually fit in pretty well with Isaiah Pacheco.
And on kind of that same line, looking at the backfield there, fullback Hunter Lepke out of North Dakota State.
Yes.
A lot of sense. Jake and Ross Uglum, they are two guys that do the KCSN draft guide with us, are big fans of him, obviously, because of the North Dakota State connection. Both of those guys are big NDSU guys, but he actually has a lot of versatility and can line up. He's a good blocker there. He's going to play special teams at a ridiculously high level there. Not going to be somebody you're going to look at and be like, man, I'm really glad that we have him as our H-back or as an F tight end or something like that that can run away from guys. But the Chiefs don't have a fullback on the roster, and it's something that Andy Reid covets on his roster every single year as a priority free agent. Yeah, absolutely.
And on that same note, Jack Coletto out of Oregon State.
Yeah,
another similar guy. Guy played linebacker and fullback at Oregon State. And so if you are looking for a fullback to bring to the Chiefs, he's a guy I'd look at.
I also think there's a couple wide receivers that maybe we expected to now go off the board before now. Bryce Ford Wheaton is still out there.
And
a guy that when we were down at the East-West Shrine game, we talked about Bryce Ford Wheaton. Not necessarily my style of wide receiver. Not a guy that I'm like super ultra high on by any sorts of means here. But I do think that his talent is good enough to where he should have been drafted today. And so him not being drafted, I know, is a bigger, more physical guy. Not going to run away from a whole bunch of people. Doesn't have exceptional foot quickness. Another guy, Jaden Hazelwood. Thank you.
I mean, even another guy, Xavier Smith. I know Steve Smith has been talking about Xavier Smith for a long
relentlessly.
Time. Every chance he gets, he is talking about Xavier Smith. He's a little undersized, but he is a wide receiver that, you know, there are some fans of out there, despite the size. And, you know, so he's another one to look at, and he has some returnability.
Yeah.
If you are looking for another player to come in and, you know, offer some of that.
I just think it's funny. A lot of these wide receivers have stayed on the board throughout the entire day three.
Yeah.
Maybe expected them to come off.
To go off. Yeah, I think so.
And so it makes you wonder what the deal is with those guys.
Jalen Cropper, Moreno.
Yeah.
Out of Fresno State.
I liked him.
There's a ton of receivers in this group that'd be fun to try to get into camp as a.
Sure. Let's see what shakes loose.
Like them higher than some of the other players that have been picked.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, wide receiver quality and free agency might be pretty strong this year. So I wouldn't get too in the weeds if you see a guy get added there. Don't get too worried about what that means for other players on the roster here. Just taking shots at maybe some talent in free agency at this point. But
I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this, and like we're talking about Raheem Jarrett's still there, so obviously there's something. There's something. If he's a five-star recruit coming out of high school, those guys don't get undrafted, especially because you could go, he's a good athlete, five-star recruit that had some level of production. There is an issue with him that's got to be off the field, whether medical or a character thing. But if he is cleared, it's something that's just a small medical thing or something, bring that guy into camp immediately because he could he could make a roster easily. Oh. I mean, that guy has more talent than half the two receivers that got drafted. Minimum.
Yeah.
Minimum.
It's just very interesting to see who's left. This is fun. It's not a great draft class overall, and I think we've seen the NFL is definitely taking guys that they just, you know, more fit-based than talent-based here. So free agency, I think we're going to see a lot of the talent kind of click and close after that.
I'll throw another guy that we saw. I'm surprised a defensive back from Rutgers went before Christian Essien.
Yes.
He's undersized. He's a little small.
It's the size, I would assume, but yeah.
I mean, I think he had a great pre-draft process too. I think he had a really good showing at the East-West Shrine Bowl and was very competitive. And I mean, slot, safety, like whatever he is, he put on a show there. I thought he was one of the better players. I would anticipate the Chiefs are probably going to throw some numbers at the running back position.
Yeah.
And they have to, right? And like, but I'm looking and, you know, I know there's guys out there, but I feel like it's a little thinner than I thought it would be coming out of the draft.
Well, I mean,
Sean Tucker's going to get paid, I bet. I mean, like, so I don't know why. Like, nobody wanted him, but like, he seems like one of those guys that might actually catch a weird amount of money.
Mo Ibrahim was somebody I know that Eric Galco, he's hearing from NFL teams that they really like his ability as a pass blocker. Guy could be a late outlet. They're not the same size, but like probably he's about as dynamic as Darryl the Barrel Williams, but he can leak out to the flat. He can pass protect. He can do the dirty work for you. Keaton Mitchell, I'm not surprised when undrafted. He's an undersized guy. He's got a dominant trade with his long speed. But
it was a little bit less than people thought it was going to be. I think that's his quote. That's the hold up there.
Xavien Hallett-Ballade from Arizona State, pass catcher. He's got, you know, he's one of the better pass catching options, I think, that's available. Sir Roderick Thompson, I know some people really like him. Deneric Prince, the running back at Tulsa, had some really strong athletic testing, I believe, if I remember correctly. So
any offensive linemen that really jump out at you? I feel like they did a really good job of picking up.
It wasn't a strong like class across the board, I don't think. And then like they took all the athletes. I don't think Trevor Reed out of Louisville got picked. And then John Ojukwu out of Boise State. Those are two tackles that I also like from out of the Shrine Bowl, athletic, kind of leaner guys. So like those are guys that just keep an eye on to get a good camp invite somewhere and see what happens.
Burrell Bostic Jr. from Kansas was not selected.
He tested incredibly well, which kind of surprised me.
I'm not overly surprised that he wasn't selected.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also not going to be surprised if somebody takes a chance on him.
The athletic profile is really good. So
I was an undrafted free agent. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, no, for sure. I'm not overly surprised that he's still available at this spot. Yeah, that's it for the tackles. I will say the linebacker position. There's some guys that I'm kind of surprised that weren't Shaka Hayward, out of Duke.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big, good sized kid. I'm a fan of his. Isaiah Moore, the linebacker out of North Carolina State, is more of a two down player, but we compared him to Nick Bolton as far as just what he does on early downs. He's a leader for the North Carolina State team. High character kid. One of my favorite guys to talk to. Aubrey Miller. I mean, there's a lot of linebackers. Aubrey Miller Jr. out of Jackson State.
Brett Veach said he wasn't going to take a linebacker.
He did.
And he didn't take a linebacker in the NFL draft. Guys, he bucked a trend.
He did. You got out of the day two, got out of the top 100, didn't take a linebacker.
We threw Jeremy Banks Banks out as an idea for the Los Angeles Rams.
Brandon Joseph.
Or for the
He's so smart. And the athletic profile maybe isn't draftable, but he's so smart.
Do I get to have a point to that?
No.
Draft.
I don't know. There's still some interesting prospects to look at. It's been a lot of fun this entire week. It's been a long weekend. We've had so much fun covering every single pick of the 2023 NFL drafts. Cannot tell you how much fun this has been. Cannot tell you how much we appreciate Miller Lite. We appreciate Nother Pub and Power and Light. Want to thank everybody that's been doing some fantastic work behind the scenes. Tucker Franklin that you saw earlier, Joel Prestel, Michaela Bennett, and of course, founder CEO BJ Kissel has been killing it as well. Cannot wait to see all these guys out in training camp. Can't wait to see all you out in training camp so we can tell you thank you for your support of KC Sports Network. That is going to do it for our coverage of the 2023 NFL Draft. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all six of our channels at KCSN. Covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou, by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.